This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian cities, including the financial hub Toronto, faced disruptions on Saturday as protests against vaccine mandates spread from the capital of Ottawa, raising fears of clashes with counter-protesters. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a movement against a vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but it has turned into a rallying point against public health measures and the government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Protesters have shut down parts of Ottawa for the past 8 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags. Some protesters say they want to dissolve Canada's government. Police say the well-funded protest movement has relied partly on funding from sympathizers in the United States. GoFundMe took down the Freedom Convoy's donation page on Friday, saying it violated the platform's terms of service due to unlawful activity. The group had raised the equivalent of $7.8 million U.S. dollars. Poland's defense ministry said the first American troops arrived in Poland Saturday to reinforce NATO allies in Eastern Europe, amid fears that Russia may invade neighboring Ukraine. The U.S. troops arrived at a military base in southeastern Poland near the Polish border with Ukraine. About 4,000 U.S. troops have been stationed in Poland on a rotational basis since 2017. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered the additional troops to Poland on Wednesday. Biden also ordered troops to Romania and Germany, raising the total number of additional troops to nearly 3,000. The first contingent of additional U.S. troops arrived in Germany on Friday. The U.S. placed 8,500 other U.S. troops on high alert to deploy to Europe if necessary. VOA News. Iran has welcomed U.S. sanctions relief and has called the move insufficient. Iran's foreign minister told reporters what happens on paper is good, but it's not enough. The Biden administration restored some sanctions relief to Iran's atomic program Friday, as talks aimed at salvaging the languishing 2015 nuclear deal enter a critical phase. The waivers are intended to entice Iran back to the 2015 nuclear deal that it has been violating since former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement in 2018, reimposing U.S. sanctions at that time. In the short term, the waivers will exempt foreign countries and companies that work in Iran's civilian nuclear sector from American penalties. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 passed the 900,000 mark on Friday. It's a tally President Joe Biden described in a statement as a tragic milestone fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Biden said the victims were beloved by friends and family and urged vaccinations for all Americans. The U.S. death toll reached 900,000 less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000, this according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. COVID-19 has become one of the top three leading causes of death in America, behind the big two, heart disease and cancer. In the U.S. state of Virginia, a mask mandate remains in place for 7 school districts with an enrollment of more than 350,000 students. This follows a judge's ruling on Friday that blocked the mask optional mandate signed by the governor, Glenn Youngkin. A spokesman for the governor said Youngkin will appeal the decision. Just 64% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. 4 people were hurt when a bomb exploded at a busy market Saturday in the city of Beni in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. According to police, this was days after the U.S. embassy in the capital, Kinshasa, warned of a possible attack. Local police said they were looking for the suspected bomber. The attack took place in a region where Congolese and Ugandan forces have launched a campaign against suspected Islamists. Mali could set a new date for elections after leader Assimi Goïta asked lawmakers to review a transitional charter adopted after the first of 2 military coups that have upended the country's regional standing and relationships. The Transitional Council met Saturday for an extraordinary session to review the transitional charter, which expires this month. It was supposed to pave the way for a return to civilian rule after being adopted following the coup that ousted late former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita in August of 2020. Marissa Melton, VOA News.